Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Buddy, welcome in, y'all. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Good morning, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. What up, world? Great to be with you one more time again. And it's more importantly, great not to be alone, because it is great to be with the great one who makes his triumphant return from vacation. The trumpets blaring in the background, the banners unfurled, and I'm just realizing, Lonzo, that the logo on your Tumblr is upside down. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I did.
Welcome back from vacation. Logo's upside down.
No, I did. I set it down and it slid all the way across and it fell on the other side, and I had to maneuver my a large body over there to get it, and I thought I put it on right.
Nope. So the lid goes on both. Okay. So the middle piece. Lonzo. Okay, got it now. It's got like a decorative wrap around.
I think this is
that how, customizable. You can like change out.
Here's what I think. I think the people who make this sort of thing, they
make this sort of thing. I've never seen that sort of thing.
Well, it's at, where did I get this? I think I got this at Man Cave.
Let me explain for the people not watching the stream. Lonzo has a barrel that he comes in here with every day with his water in or whatever he's drinking that day, Dr. Pepper, whatever.
It's water.
Okay, water. And it's like a barrel kind of Yeti tumbler kind of deal, but it's got like a decorative, it's a Chiefs one, but it's got like a ring around it with the Chiefs arrowhead on one side and the Chiefs and Chiefs font on the other. And when he set it down a minute ago, I looked over and the arrowhead logo was upside down, which confused me because the lid on the top, the drinking portion, is on the right side. So I was like, this is a real bad luck for Chiefs fans if they're making, but I've seen this thing a gazillion times, yeah, so it doesn't make sense.
Well, we're not in peril. I knocked it down.
So the middle part where the logo is snaps in half and comes
off.
You know how
I found out? Because I dropped it before.
That?
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I dropped it before. So I heard a lot of things break apart when it went over there. I'm like, okay, I finally broke it. And that's all it was. So what I think they do, the company that makes these, they will make just a bunch of the same color. And I mean, look at this color. You probably could get by with putting a couple different teams.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. you could throw any red team if they make their, and that's actually really a good idea. Like, if you had a, granted, you would have to be like Pittsburgh, if they made that in black, but you could put the Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers on it. That's a great idea. But I know there's only a couple of cities where that would apply. Either way, interesting. I just thought something was
49ers.
Very wrong
here. You throw a 49ers.
Throw a
49ers. Over on
there, yeah, it but works. I mean, if you switched it and had like, oh, I'm a Chiefs fan, but then also a 49ers.
No, fan. What I'm saying is what matches the color. So,
right.
Yeah, I would
no,
never.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, who the hell would do that?
I would never do. I'm the company when they're trying to sell a bunch of these. So,
all right, ladies and
anyway,
gentlemen.
I am glad to be back.
We are glad to have you.
All right. All right. All right. I'm here.
There it is. I appreciate the honesty.
You know, the ocean is behind me, and I'm back here.
No more vacation for Alonzo.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We got plenty of vacation.
Multiple months.
We got plenty of vacation. Yeah. Yeah. We still do. We got time. So, you know.
We got time. We got 4 hours between here and 10 a.m. when the end of the show arrives. But worry not your pretty little heads, because we have got an entire weekend of stuff to get into. Yesterday was a day that when I woke up, I was skipping around my home. The birds were singing. The bees were buzzing. I was giving the wife extra pecks on the cheek, because what a spectacular day. It was like a Disney movie day for sports. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to watch a Sunday championship round at the Travelers Championship, and then I'm going to watch an elimination game at the College World Series, and then I'm going to watch a race at one of my favorite racetracks on the circuit, Pocono, and it's on Prime, which has been phenomenal in the broadcasting world of NASCAR. We'll talk about that coming up later on in the show. And then it's NBA Finals, and as we all know and have all said, best two words in sports, game seven. And pretty much three of those four events let me down. The Travelers Championship finale was fantastic, because not only did Keegan Bradley start the day three strokes off the lead, but he made up that entire deficit in the last five holes of the golf tournament, including knocking down two ridiculous ass putts down the stretch. It was unbelievable. That was great. The College World Series, my favorite postseason in sport. I have made that clear. That's not a new take. It is my favorite postseason in all of sports. It was ruined. It was ruined. Now, the tournament was great. The regionals were electric. The super regionals were spectacular. The run-up in bracket play at Omaha, magnificent. Game one of the finals between LSU and Coastal Carolina was fabulous. A 1-0 LSU win in a pitcher's duel. I mean, a good one. And Rob Brown, being the big-time nerd that he is, I love a pitcher's duel. I love, give me a dueling set of almost no-hitters any day of the week, and I'm going to sit there with popcorn and a big old cold beer, and my day's going to be, mwah, chef's kiss. And then we got to game numero dos, and I thought this thing was going three. I was like, these are two really good teams. LSU's a little bit better on paper. Coastal Carolina probably a little bit better in terms of culture and chemistry. And maybe coaching, I could argue. I think this thing's going three. So I sat down yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon in the Bro Cave. Told the wife, I'm like, get your ass in here. Sit on the couch. You're in on this. Like, I know you don't watch a ton of college baseball, but she will watch any championship game with me. I'm like, get in here. I made us some popcorn. Let's go. 28 pitches into the game, Kevin Schnall gets ejected from the elimination game of the College World Series and the College Baseball National Championship. And there is no reason other than of a Charmin soft, ego-driven BA umpire. And BA in this case stands for back-to-back cuss words jammed into one. I don't know if I can get away with saying back-to-back cuss words jammed into one. So I'm just going to say B-A. But just know, with a capital B and a capital A, the biggest B on the front end of that word and the biggest A on the front end of that word and also on the baseball diamond. You can't do that. You can't. I understand. And before any of you smart A's fire up the text line to go, well, Robbie, you're a violation of the letter of the law. You don't hear me say this very often, but I will when it comes into play. Letter of the law and spirit of the law have got to be separated. Letter of the law and spirit of the law both need a context to them. And the context of running the head coach of a national championship team in the national championship series in an elimination game, because he had the audacity to challenge you on three missed calls, when, by the way, everyone in America with two eyeballs and a working TV set, everyone in America with a working TV set and two eyeballs saw that he was right. Like, it wasn't close. Cat was in the first inning and was already on at least his third terrible call. Obvious. We have a TV. It's right there. So they run Kevin Schnall in the first inning of the baseball game. Now, I don't know that having Kevin Schnall in the dugout would have saved Coastal Carolina, because that's a damn good LSU baseball team. I don't know. What I do know is they weren't winning without him in the dugout. I'm not saying they would have for certain beat LSU and forced the decisive game three, but they damn sure weren't beating LSU and forcing a decisive game three without him. That's the glue guy. Usually the glue guy is like a bench player or a role player. TJ McConnell, that's a glue guy. Alex Caruso, that's a glue guy. Because we got to talk about the NBA Finals later too, obviously. Schnall is the glue guy for that team. He is the heart, the soul, the spirit of that team. A guy who's been there like, what, two damn decades, that team is completely gelled around, won 26 consecutive games in the run-up to the finals series. Not the finals, the last games of the season. And they run him. Sorry, not they. One guy runs him because he got in his feelings a little bit there. It was the most, and I mean this. In fact, I said this yesterday, sitting on the couch. I was like, I had switched into that angry voice you do where you don't even yell anymore. You know when you get past the point of anger and you're just in white hot rage to the point that you don't yell anymore? You talk like this. You know that rage spot?
Yeah, did you say this to anyone particular, or you just said it out loud?
I just said it out loud.
Okay.
I was,
all right.
That's a great question. I was talk to myself angry. You ever been talk to yourself angry?
Well, all the time. You've heard me do that.
Yeah.
I've heard you do that.
Yeah.
So.
It's the angry that makes Lonzo on the other side of the fortress of nerditude and in our office go, come on, Reitzel. Like, talk to yourself. That's where I was. I was talk to myself angry. And I just said out loud, I'm like, this is the angriest I've been at sports. Like, not yelling, not enthusiastically. I said, this is the angriest I've been at sports in a long time. And the wife said, from 7 feet, because for just a second of white hot rage, I forgot she was in the room. That's how mad I was. The most important person in my life, I forgot she was next to me. That's how mad I was. And so she goes, you get mad at sports a lot, though. And I went, oh, you're here. You are correct. And that kind of got me thinking. I was kind of thinking, when's the last time I was this angry about sports? And two things. Number one, I couldn't come up with another time. The only thing that came to my brain. Let me rephrase that. It's not that I couldn't come up with another time that I was angry at sports. That's like a biweekly occurrence. I couldn't come up with another time that I was that angry at sports, with one exception. It was not a pass interference.
There it is.
With one exception. There was another time not too long ago, which was two nights before that, when Yoshinobu Yamamoto was on the bump for the Dodgers and he had an immaculate inning. 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 outs. Immaculate inning. Never happens. Cat was sitting on an immaculate inning. 8 pitches, 8 strikes. He throws the 9th pitch. It is piped, bro. Center, middle, mid. It is the cleanest strike you'll ever see, and the umpire calls it a ball. Cost Yamamoto an immaculate inning. I almost became one of those losers on YouTube that punches his TV. I was so mad. Not even my baseball team. In fact, not my baseball team. A baseball team I despise. And the loss of the immaculate inning, it made me so mad. I almost broke my own TV. And I hate the Dodgers.
Which screen would you have punched?
The big one.
Okay.
I was that mad.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The 65-inch almost got Roy Jones Jr.'d.
I didn't know.
I was furious.
Maybe you wanted to replace one of the smaller ones, so you know.
I was furious. Immaculate inning, right there, robbed by an umpire who, I don't know. I got no excuse. It was a middle hater. It was 3 inches over the middle of the plate. It was right dead center of the zone. No strike call. Immaculate inning gone. My man's name erased from Major League Baseball history because that umpire is bad at his job. And then here we go a couple of days later. We're in Omaha, Nebraska. Behind the plate umpire is just not having a good day. Just not having a good day. And Kevin Schnall lets him know about it. You know what? I got the clip from Kevin Schnall's post-game press conference. It's about 2 minutes long of him walking through that experience. And usually I would never go with a two-minute clip. But I'm going to go with this one because I think it's important. This dude was this dude and another umpire, because we haven't even gotten to the best part, which is he comes out of the umpire, Schnall comes out of the dugout, and the umpire yells a warning at him. Now keep in mind, we're in the middle of a heated AB. There's 25,000 fans in Omaha, Nebraska. More than half of them are LSU fans. Now, if you know LSU fans, you know exactly what I mean. If you don't know LSU fans, let me clue you in from somebody that does. They're drunk as hell and they're loud as hell and they don't let up at all, period. Place is loud. He gets a warning. He comes out to argue. The guy goes, "You're arguing balls and strikes." Schnall goes, "That's because you've missed three of them." Guy shoes, I mean it. I can't exaggerate this. Shoes him back to the dugout. Gives him the old flick of the wrist. "Why don't you head on back to your little seat over there, buddy? Why don't you take over?" That's a derogatory use of the word buddy. "Why don't you head back to the dugout, buddy?"
I'm a little slow today. I mean, it's
sorry, we're going to get you out of the, going to get you out of the vacation fog. Don't you worry. "Why don't you head back to the dugout, buddy?" Schnell's like, "You've been missing calls. I'm fine to be out of here." Guy's like, "Head on back." Schnall, now in fairness, Schnall's not actively walking to the umpire. He is standing. He's outside of the dugout, letter of the law. He is outside of the dugout, but he's standing there. And he's like, "You missed three calls." And the guy runs him. So now, because he's been run, now he brings himself over to the umpire. He's in his face. The first base umpire comes running over, standing in practice. Head coach gets into the face of the home plate umpire, of the chief. You go over there and you be the buffer. You try to cool it off. De-escalation. He comes over. The first base umpire trips over the foot of the home plate umpire. Trips over his foot. Falls down, rolls backwards. This man's like 65 years old. He should not be hitting backwards somersaults. Falls over the foot, rolls backwards, gets up, and says, 2-game suspension for bumping an umpire. Kevin Schnall never touched him. Never touched him. He just tripped. He just fell over. He just screwed the pooch. And in a moment where 25,000 eyes were all on him, great job making it about you, umpires. That's what you do, isn't it? 25,000 sets of eyes, who knows how many millions around America, all dialed in on this umpire crew. He trips and he eats on the field. And he gets up and he goes, 2 games bumping the umpire. No, he didn't, though. But they ran him anyway. Now, did that come into play? No, because Coastal lost the game. A large reason why. Their head coach was in the locker room. But had they figured out how to win that game? Let's say they ran a miracle. Win one for the Gipper, baby. Win one for the Gipper. Had they done that, Kevin Schnall couldn't have come back and coached the next game. They ran him. They ran him and gave him a 2-gamer for arguing balls and strikes, which, soft. And then for bumping an umpire, which, he didn't do. When I tell you, because I, for the record, didn't really have a dog in this fight. The family of mine that was smart enough to go to college went to LSU. I grew up an LSU fan. I've acknowledged this to you before. On the flip side, would have been great for Rob Brown and the fan upstate if a team from South Carolina would have won the national championship. So I was like, I went either way. What a day to be Rob Brown. I went either way. Either my family gets to hit the celly on a natty, or I get to come onto the radio Monday morning and go, how about the Chanticleers, baby? How about the fighting beach chickens, baby? It'd have been great for me either way. Not like that, man. Not like that. That's awful. You ran the dude.
All right, I just watched a video. Is there another angle? Because the angle is from the back, so you can't see the coach's hands.
Are you talking about the fall?
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't.
You've seen it. You
can't.
That's it.
You can't see his hand, so you don't know if there's a little there are something in there.
There's absolutely nothing.
That's why I'm asking if there are multiple angles. I don't see any other
angles.
There's
absolutely nothing. I have seen that. I'm relatively sure at this point from every camera in the building and about half the cell phones.
Okay, because I've just seen the wrestling.
There's nothing.
I've seen the wrestling angle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from behind, so it looks like someone. Yeah, I just.
It is the most Charmin soft bull bleep ejection I've ever seen.
65, by the way. He looks younger than that.
I don't know how old he is. Doesn't matter. I was making fun of him, and I deserved to. He deserved it. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. It has been a long time since I have been that white hot ragey. It happens sometimes. I'll acknowledge it. But it's been a minute. It's been an absolute minute. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to keep talking about this because, yes, I am furious that what could have, should have, would have been an incredible day was ruined by a group of ass umpires. Back after this. Hey, Lonzo's back. I'm Rob Brown. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm so mad about what happened in the College World Series Finals. I can't even get excited about that killer commercial there with the incredibly dramatic, like, King entering the castle trumpets in the background.
It's very old school NFL film sounding. Like, I mean, yeah, with a little bit of fanfare in there.
And of course, we deserve the fanfare because
makes you want to listen to what's coming up for sure.
Oh, those things in July were Rob Brown and the Rob Brown Show will be live in Atlanta, Georgia for SEC Media Days. And then the Rob Brown Show and Wire to Wire with Colin Diesel will be live in Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC kickoff. Those things that are coming up here on the Fan Upstate when? And only on the Fan
when?
Upstate.
When is
that? That'll be in July.
I know, but when in July?
July 13th through 17th will be the SEC Media Days. I will be live at all four of those days from the College Football Hall of Fame. And then I believe the week after that, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, is ACC Media Days in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So hey guys, you look over there. See over there? It's just coming over the horizon. Football.
Football,
it's right,
baby.
It's right over there.
But I'm still mad at baseball. I'm sticking here for a minute. I can't walk away from this right now. Let me play you the audio from the post-game press conference of Kevin Shadal, head coach of the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Run in the first inning, 28 pitches into the game, run from the game. The reason given by the NCAA and its officials, its umpires, was that he was dramatically arguing balls and strikes and departed the dugout despite being given a warning not to do so. Now, I have to, before I play this audio, I do have to acknowledge that Rob Brown is 96.327% of the time a letter of the law, stickler for the rules of the game kind of guy. Like 97, 96, somewhere in that range percent. But I also understand that sometimes rules are dumb and bad and should be not followed. Listen to me. Kids out there, listen to Uncle Rob. Listen to what your parents have to say. Unless what they say is stupid and bad, and then don't listen to your parents at all. That's what rules are for. They're for breaking. Little advice, little PSA for the cheering. So, Kevin Schnall came out of the dugout. He was indeed warned by the umpire, I believe twice, maybe thrice, to return to the dugout after arguing the balls and strikes. But see, if that would have been it, I might even, a stickler for the rules, am I? I might have been like, it is what it is. But that's not why he got tossed. That is what they said is the reason he got tossed. But as somebody who was watching the game and isn't a moron, at least not when it comes to this, that's not why he got tossed. He got tossed because he called out the umpire for being bad at his job. Which he was. I saw it. He was. He was doing a bad job. Here's what Kevin Schnall said in the post-game presser when he was asked about that scenario. Yes to all of it. Yes to all of it. The entire situation orchestrated by behind plate umpire Angel Campos was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. And to have that moment happen in not just the College World Series finals, but in the elimination game, in a game that if Coastal loses, it's over, season over, sport over for 8 months. That's not good enough. It's just not. Now, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen because of this. Everything's going to stay the same. That's just as infuriating because somebody, again, watching the game, and obviously I'm not privy to exactly what was said out there on the field. I'm going to tell you this. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, I cannot wait for the John Boy breakdown. You know who John Boy is? J-O-M-B-O-Y. You know who John Boy is? John Boy is a...
John Boy and Billy?
No, John with an M.
Oh, okay.
John Boy is a social media guy, and what he does is he goes and he takes videos of athletes or coaches or officials or whatever talking on the field, chirping back and forth, and he lip reads them, and then he tells you what they're saying. So he dives in to the point that Major League Baseball coaches and umpires have acknowledged that they are watching his stuff to find out what's been said and what's not. The head coach of the San Francisco Giants, like 2 weeks ago, was asked about a a couple of interactions that were happening between his team and another team and him and the umpires and his assistants and the umpires. And he called the guy by name. He's like, I can't wait for the John Boy breakdown to go viral. I can't wait for the John Boy breakdown of everything that got said here. Because, like, I have to assume the only way that I'm going to have my mind changed about this is if Kevin Schnall came on the field and described in great detail gratuitous acts of a sexual nature that he engaged with the umpire's mom. Like, that's the only thing I can come up with that would have appropriately got him run from that game. Because what I saw was him saying, you missed three calls. Phew, gone. He didn't get run because he came on the field. He didn't get run because he stayed on the field. He didn't get run because the umpire gave him the shush like a father to a small child. Shush. Bye-bye. He didn't run for that. He got run because he called the guy out for being bad at his job, and Angel Campos got his feelings hurt. Now, Clemson fans, you actually have a connection here. Do you remember in 2023 when you were hosting Tennessee in the regional and you were in an elimination game and you went to the, was it 13th inning against Tennessee, and Cam Cannarella, real good baseball player, got into a chirping contest with one of the players from Tennessee and they had kind of been at it for a while because Cam's a bit of a hothead. I say that with all due respect because I love watching the Cat play baseball. Andrew Campos, the guy who tossed Kevin Schnall from this game, was the guy who tossed it. See how mad I am? The guy that tossed Cam Cannarella from that game and ultimately cost you that regional. Same guy. That's the hothead. That's the Charmin soft baby boy that did the same thing in this one. That can't happen in that spot. No dog in the fight for me. Either my family's hitting the celly today with a new trophy in LSU second in 3 years, or I'm in here today talking about the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers and how Clemson and South Carolina Gamecocks are looking up at the beach chickens. I'm great either way. And that's the story. Not how well LSU played, not the season of Coastal Carolina, not how fantastic of a series we got, even if it was a two-game sweep. It's the umpires, which is exactly what they wanted, and it's infuriating. You know what else didn't give us exactly what we wanted? Unfortunately, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which we discuss next. Rob Lonzo and you, The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I woke up yesterday morning, the birds were singing, the bees were buzzing, gave the wife a couple of extra kisses because I felt like a Disney princess in the like successful end of movie scene. Everything's amazing, everything's fantastic, everything's great. What a day we're going to have. It is Sunday Fun Day, the best day of the week. We got the College World Series, the Travelers Championship, NASCAR's Turning Circles at Pocono, one of my favorite racetracks on the circuit, Judge Me, and of course, NBA Finals, no better words in all of sports than Game 7. The Travelers Championship upheld its end of the bargain. What a run Keegan Bradley went on late. Unfortunately, Zoe's boy Tommy Fleetwood had an absolute meltdown down the stretch. We're going to talk about that later. NASCAR had a good race. It basically came down to like two cars down the stretch. It was Briscoe and Hamlin. And again, Hamlin's the GOAT at Pocono at that specific track. So it was good. Like, wasn't great. Broadcast was spectacular on Amazon Prime for the final time of 2025. We'll come to that later, but it was fine. College World Series was an absolute letdown. Kevin Schnell bounced in the first inning. So I thought to myself, all right, it's not what I wanted. It's not what I hoped it would be. I was kind of hoping we were going to get a little bit better there. So let's go to the NBA Finals Game 7. I mean, by golly, gee willikers, how could an NBA Finals Game 7 be a letdown, right? Like, how could it pop? What were we, 4 or 5 minutes into the game? Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles pop. The first thing that I realized that was so frustrating, and I think this is something that scientists are going to have to study. We have had so many Achilles injuries now that we are all experts at diagnosing Achilles injuries, because they showed before they really got into what happened. The very first replay they showed after Tyrese hit the floor and was very clearly in pain, slapping the ground and all that. The very first replay they showed was Tyrese feigning left, planting the right foot, pushing down on it, and you saw the pop. We all look for any time an athlete just goes down non-contact now, first thing we all do is look right at the calf to see if there's that pop that we saw with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of became this moment of medical education for all of us. They showed the replay in slow-mo. I saw the pop. I texted the little brother. I'm like, Achilles tear. He's done. Series done. Thunder win.
It was a no-win situation for him, because he's injured. And if he doesn't play, then he's soft. If he doesn't play, he let his team down. If he doesn't play, why is he still in Indiana? That sort of thing. He technically had no choice to play. And of course he wanted to play. You want to play for your team.
It's Game 7.
Stuff like, yeah. If that's
a Tuesday night game in March, that man's taking a seat.
But when you have an injury like that, you're going to overcompensate in ways to try to alleviate the pain in one place, which causes a problem somewhere else.
Yep. Compensation is a real thing. Overcompensation is a real thing.
Was nailing those threes at the beginning. What was he? 2 out of 3 or something like that. And looked like just throw him the ball and let him hit the three.
Tyrese was playing exactly what they needed to win this game. And again, before anybody goes, oh, the Thunder were just a better team, I don't disagree. Pacers had beat them 3 times. Like, there were 3 wins for this team. Don't tell me they could, including one in OKC. If this was a series where home team won every game, like, maybe we feel differently. But in that moment, by the way, he was 3 of 4 from behind the arc at that point.
Okay.
For 9 points, played 7 minutes, 6 and some change before the Achilles snapped. And look, you want to know why? One of the reasons that the conversation about load management has happened in the National Basketball Association is because we are now as medically educated as we have ever been about the anatomy and physiology of basketball players, really of all athletes. And there is a reality that we as fans don't really get into because it's not our forte, it's not our expertise. Here's that reality. If you are injured in a way that impacts your mobility or agility, you are going to compensate for that. It's not like you have to think about it, you have to try. This is why there are so many athletes that baseball players have Tommy John. They get that UCL popped and they restore. If you go look at those guys, what you will find is that many of them previously had another sort of injury to the throwing arm. Not all, not exclusively, but many of them have had a wrist injury or a shoulder injury or whatever before they got to the elbow. And because of that injury and the automatic and natural compensation that their body is going to do because of that injury, it causes a kill or it causes UCL injuries. They're putting more strain on the elbow to take it off of the shoulder. When you have a calf injury or a knee injury, it is going to change the way that you use both that leg and the other leg. Now, I'm not saying that is what happened to Tyrese Haliburton. What I am saying is the risk of injury for a guy who was playing injured, assuming that Tyrese Haliburton's injury was legitimate, and I assume that it was, it's not all that unsurprising. And it is disappointing that we lost a cat who was not only the best player for the Indiana Pacers in that game, he was the best player for the Indiana Pacers in this series, he was the best player for the Indiana Pacers in these NBA finals, in the playoffs, in the regular season. He was, as I said after the game where he got hurt, remember the game where he was very clearly injured and then he came back and they took TJ McConnell off the floor? I went on a rant on this show, on BetMGM tonight, on Bet for the Cycle on Saturday. Every show that I was on for the next 3 days, I said the same thing. You should have kept Haliburton on the bench. You should have left TJ McConnell in, because while I don't know if you had enough to win with TJ McConnell, I know that you had a better chance with him than you did an injured, at that moment, Tyrese Haliburton. Last night, exact opposite. I love TJ McConnell. Lonzo and I have been handed TJ McConnell flowers for the entire playoff run. The dude's a little bulldog. He's a 5'10" white dude that don't fit in on the floor when you see him, but that man is involved in every loose ball. That man is attacking guys on the inbounds after baskets. That guy is attacking guys off of the trap. That dude is fighting for everything because, let's keep it a buck, he's a 5'10 white dude. He's not out there if he doesn't have that heart. You know what I said last night to the little brother? If I could take TJ McConnell's heart and grit and put it into Kevin Durant, Durant would have had 17 championships. We wouldn't be having the conversation we're going to have later in the show about LeBron's comments about ring culture. Because Kevin would have had all of them. He'd have won every title for the last 20 years if he had TJ McConnell's grit. That's the only way TJ McConnell survives in this league. Here's what I know. As much as we love the guy, as much as he's been a bulldog, as much as he's been an X factor, as much as he's been the variable in these NBA finals, they can't beat the Oklahoma City Thunder without Tyrese Haliburton in that game last night. They just can't. The reason they would have been able to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder with TJ McConnell in the game where Tyrese got hurt was because it was deep in the game, because they were in that game. They trailed by two in the fourth quarter because of TJ McConnell. And they were kind of playing off the emotion of like, let's go do it for the dude. Last night, and I said this to Lonzo before we came on the air, if Tyrese Haliburton goes down like late third, early fourth quarter with the same injury, I think the Pacers can win that game. Because that emotion of playing for your superstar when you just watched him be carried off the floor because his Achilles popped, that emotion can carry you for a quarter and a half. It cannot carry you for 2.5, almost 3 full quarters. You can't do it. That emotion doesn't run that far. This is why one of the reasons that we talk about emotion in football, right? When a good team's going on the road to another good team that has a great home field advantage, I say all the time, if you're close at the half, you can win the game. Because emotion, energy, adrenaline, it can carry you for half a game, maybe two quarters, but it can't carry you for a full 60 or full 48. It can't do it. You still have to play good ball. And without Tyrese Haliburton, being the heart and soul of that team, emotion carried the Pacers for exactly what I said it was going to last night. It carried them for 2.5 quarters, and then they were out of gas. And when they ran out of gas, the Thunder just went ahead and finished it, that's what you got to do to win the championship. Credit to them for stinking the dagger in when they had the chance. But without Haliburton, they're not going to get there. And I got to tell you, it was a little disappointing because what was a spectacular series, as soon as Tyrese went down, in just about every text conversation I was having, I was like, that's it, it's over. You can go to bed if you want. Wake up tomorrow morning. You'll already know who's the champs. Tune into the Rob Brown Show, and I'll give you the game breakdown. I watched that game. The exact words I said last night were, I'm watching this game out of professional obligation. That's exactly what I said last night, because when Tyrese went down, I think a lot of people got lulled in, right? Pacers up a deuce at the half. People are like, oh, maybe they can. No, they can't. That you can carry X amount of energy when you got the old win it for the Gipper mentality. Oh, we're doing this for our guy. We're doing it for our super. SGA's on that team, dog. The MVP's on that team. Now, there was one other moment that I kind of realized, like, you know what? I could do without this game. And y'all know where I stand on the conspiracy theory that the league is rigged, that the association turns in the results. And it isn't helped by the fact that a video made its way onto social media about 4 hours before the game where the Thunder had already wrapped their parade buses with the championship wrap. That went around, and of course, because it's the internet, people started popping it up saying, all right, we know the script, right? Thunder win. Thunder win. It's over. Tyrese Halliburton going down. You can't scrap. You can't script an Achilles injury. That's just unfortunate. But that was a narrative going around. However, that wasn't the moment that I went, oh, this is problematic. The moment I said this is problematic was around the third period when TJ McConnell, I don't know if you caught this, though. If you haven't, I'll send you the clip just to get your opinion on it. If you have, great. TJ McConnell brings the ball up. He gets across half court. Lou Dort, the best defender, air quoting, on the Thunder is on him. TJ McConnell is dribbling right-handed at half court. He starts going to the right. Dort reaches over, grabs him by the wrist. Now, when I say grab, I don't mean put his hand on. I mean, Zoe, full-out grab of the wrist. So McConnell's dribbling with the right hand. His left hand's fully extended. Dort is grabbed on, fully grabbed, grasped, with the capital P on the end. Grasped on. McConnell looks at the ref.
You keep going, you're
going
to hit me with that, so please stop.
McConnell's dribbling to the left. Or to the right, towards the referee. Dort is holding on to him like the way a parent would hold on to a small child in a crowded shopping mall. You're not going anywhere, Junior. You're locked onto that wrist. He's got him on. McConnell's dribbling to the ref. He wants to do the hand, like the what are you doing, where's my call hand, but he can't because Dort's holding him by the left hand. And he's dribbling with the right. So he looks at the ref and you can see him like shrug the shoulders like, brah, wait, hey, can I get a call, dog? Like anything. No call. Ref's just, and he's right there. He's me to you. He's 4 feet away and the ref just looked in. The hand is grasped. I did it softer that time. Grasped. And the ref no calls it. And what happens? As he realizes, oh, I'm dribbling into the corner. I'm dribbling into a trap. He tries to get the left hand out of the grasp of Lou Dort. Pulls the hand away. Turns right and gets the ball knocked away and stolen. They go back down the other way. I'm looking at this like, this is the reason the NBA will never beat the charges. Because Lou Dort is I thought an NFL ref was going to throw a yellow hanky on the field from a different arena. It was such a hold, and the ref,
I don't see nothing.
What are you doing, dude? That's why the NBA's never beaten the charges.
That's not the only time that sort of thing happened. It was happening throughout the game. No, it was happening throughout the game.
But that one was the definition of a great. That one was the one that I kicked the feet up in the chair and I went, this is why I can't argue with conspiracy theorists. I want to defend the honor of the association, but with the Luka trade, with the Mavs winning the draft pick, with, oh, by the way, in the same year that Adam Silver said we're expanding the NBA and we want new markets, the Lakers sell for $10 billion, $2 billion more than their valuation. You know what that does? It raises the value of every NBA franchise and the cost that NBA can charge cities to get an expansion franchise. I can't argue with NBA conspiracy theorists anymore because everything they're doing looks like a conspiracy, including Lou Dort committing a full-on 15-yard holding on TJ McConnell. It's unfreaking believable. I'm trying, NBA, but you're not helping me out. I'll help all of you out, though. Lonzo's back with a sports flash.
I know we've been talking about it, but I'm going to read it anyway. With a 103-91 win over Indiana, the Oklahoma City Thunder claimed the 2025-26 NBA World Championship. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 29 in the win and claimed the finals MVP, becoming just the fourth ever player to win the scoring title, regular season MVP, and finals MVP in one season. Pretty good. The LSU Tigers won the College World Series Baseball Championship with a 5-3 victory, securing a two-game sweep of the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, who had won 26 consecutive games entering the finals. Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall was ejected in the first inning in a controversial decision for arguing balls and strikes and leaving the dugout. 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Durant has been traded from Phoenix to Houston in return for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, number 10 pick in this year's draft, and 5 second-round picks. The 37-year-old averaged 26.6 points, 6 boards, and 4.2 assists last year.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.